Well, the posing pitchers in the ballgame all set to go. Steve Arlen completing his warm-up pitches on the mound. And he'll be working to Bud Harrelson as the leadoff batter. Nolan Ryan is the starting pitcher for the New York Mets, and he has completed his warm-up. So as we move along to the start of the ballgame on a beautiful night in San Diego, California, here for the play-by-play, Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Ralph Cannon. Hello again, everybody. Harrelson, a switch hitter, batting left with an average of .275. He has 25 runs batted in. Facing right-hander Steve Arlen, who's won 6 games, lost 14. He's lost twice to the New York Mets this season. Third baseman Ed Cecil moves in on the infield grass now against Harrelson. And here is the first pitch of the evening. Swung on and fouled off to the left side, out of play. Wayne Jarrett is out there on deck. San Diego Padres have Bob Barton behind the plate tonight. Nate Colbert playing first base. Dave Campbell at second. Enzo Hernandez is the shortstop, and Ed Cecil at third. Here's a breaking pitch outside. Leon Lee is in left field. Larry Saul, the hero of last night's Padre victory, is in center. And Ollie Brown is around in right. 1-1 delivery to Bud Harrelson. Breaks in there for a call strike. It's 1-2. Harlan lost to the Mets 5-1 here in San Diego on May 29th. He went 7 1/3 innings. Gave up 4 runs and 8 hits. His pitch is high. Then he lost 6-4 at New York on June 8th. He only went 2 1/3 on that occasion. Harlan lost his last start at Houston 5-3. This will be a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. So Steve Arlen opens up by striking out Harrelson. One away, and third baseman Wayne Jarrett is the batter. Keep an average monthly balance of $500, and you can have a free personal checking account at Chase Manhattan. Visit your friend at Chase. Wayne Jarrett hitting .299 with 8 runs batted in, left-hand batter. And the pitch is dealt high for a ball. Cleon Jones moves up on deck. New York Mets won the first game of this set with Tug McGraw getting the victory in a fine relief stint. Last night's game went 12 innings before the Padres won it 1-0. There's a pitch low. Dave Roberts stayed in all the way and got the win for San Diego last night. Danny Frisella was the loser. Tom Seabrook pitched the first 10 innings and struck out 14. That pitch is high. 2-0 now to Garrett. The Padres have won 43 games and lost 76. They trail the division-leading San Francisco Giants by 25 and a half games. This pitch is in for a called strike. Steve Arlen, formerly of Ohio State University, and here is the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to left center field, sending Lee back and Saul, both racing deep, and Saul makes the catch just in front of the fence in left center. Takes himself on the padded wall out there. Then the fielder Larry Saul with a long running catch. He was about halfway across the warning track when he gathered it in. And he managed to catch himself on the padded wall in left center field out beyond the 370 sign. A long drive off the bat of Wayne Jarrett. So Cleon Jones comes up now. He is the number 6 batter in the National League. Jones is hitting .324 for the year. He has 11 home runs and 51 runs batted in. Larry Saul made a diving catch last night of a drive off the bat of Jerry Grody that would have scored Don Clendenin from second. So he saved the ball game, got it on into extra innings, and the Padres won it. Pitch is high, and he himself scored the winning run in the ball game. 1-0 the count to Cleon Jones with Ed Cranebull out there on deck. Eddie Yost is the Met coach at third, and Yogi Berra is on the lines at first. Harlan's pitch in there for a cross strike. Breaking in, it's 1-1. In addition to being a qualified pitcher, Steve Arlen is a qualified dentist as well. Here is a 1-1 delivery. Swung on and hit down the line and right. A foul ball drifting out of play. Count goes to 1-2. It's twilight time here in San Diego, California. Two men out, nobody on base. Mets batting in the top of the first. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Chases Ollie Brown toward the corner. On over, and he makes the catch across the line in foul territory, down near the wall in the right field corner. So Jones has fouled out to Ollie Brown. The side is retired, nothing across. Nothing, and the Padres coming to bat. Now here's a message from the...
Hi, Mets fans. This is P.B. Reese with a topic that's probably big around your house these days, if your place is anything like mine. And that's painting. Now, I'm not about to tell you painting's fun, but the people at DeVoe have taken as much work out of it as possible. They have done it with an interior latex paint called Wonder Tones. When Mama tells you it's time to paint, then Wonder Tones is the answer. I use it. It covers a wall fast and doesn't leave a room full of paint smell when you're all through. And brushes and rollers wash clean in water. The ladies like Wonder Tones wall paint because there are hundreds of bright new colors to choose from. You've heard the name Celanese, the company that makes modern fibers and plastics. Well, they're the same people who created DeVoe's colors for Wonder Tones, the colors of the 70s. If you've got some walls that need brightening up, see your DeVoe paint dealer soon and put a little color in your life.
The Mets pitcher is 24-year-old right-hander Nolan Ryan, who has won 9 games and lost 9 this year. Against the Padres, he's won 1 and lost 1. His lifetime record against him is 1 win and 2 losses. Shortstop Enzo Hernandez leads off. He's hitting .226. He has 8 runs batted in. Ryan walking around the infield grass, rubbing up the ball before getting ready to serve up the first pitch of the evening. Hernandez, a right-hand batter. Now, Ryan into the motion. Here's his pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. Jerry Grody is the Met catcher. Ed Cranepool at first. Ken Boswell at second. Bud Harrelson at short. And Wayne Garrett around at third. Dave Campbell is on deck. Pitch is foul back and out of play. 2 strikes now. The outfield alignment for the Mets. Cleon Jones in left. Tommy Agee in center. And Ken Singleton in right. This is game number 115 for the New York Mets. There's a swing and a ground ball chopped towards third, and it's on by Garrett and rolling on out in the short left field, and Hernandez is on. Garrett tried the iron elbow play, and he came up empty as he was in on the infield grass. He was hoping for the short hop, and it went right on by him. Harrelson had come over in that direction, but he had to run it down out in short left field. So it is a base hit for Hernandez. The Padres have an early base runner, and Dave Campbell is the batter. He's hitting .222 with 7 homers and 29 runs batted in. Campbell is a right-hand batter. Cranepool holds against the runner, Enzo Hernandez. This pitch is high for a ball. St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh by a score of 3-2. Steve Carlton got the win for the Cardinals. His 16th, he's 16-6. Luke Walker started, took the loss for Pittsburgh. Bob Miller relieved in the 8th inning. That pitch is high for a ball. 2-0 now to Campbell. So the St. Louis Cardinals snapped a 4-game losing streak. The Pittsburgh Pirates have now lost 13 of their last 19 games. So the first, not in time. Hernandez is back. The Atlanta Braves beat Houston by a score of 10-5. Ron Reed got the win. He's 12-8. Wade Blassingame took the loss. He's 8-9. That pitch is inside. Ryan goes behind 3-0 now to Dave Campbell with Larry Stahl on deck. Philadelphia Phillies are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers up at Dodger Stadium in a later start tonight here on the coast. Pitch is in for a called strike. Giants not scheduled this afternoon or tonight. The Dodgers right now are trailing the Giants by 3.5 games. A victory tonight would cut the margin to 3 games. There's a swing and a fly ball into short center, and going out is Harrelson calling. He makes the catch. Campbell has popped to short, and Hernandez holds it first. Larry Stahl is coming up.
Number 14, Larry Stahl.
Larry Stahl is hitting .254. He has 4 homers and 24 runs batted in. He led off last night in the 12th inning with a double, and later scored the only run that was scored in the ball game on an overthrow by Grody.
He had a double steal on, and so the third went on down the line and left. As Garrett, who had been playing in anticipation of a sacrifice, was trying to retreat to get to the bag at the same time the ball was. That pitch is low for a ball. Speaking of the Dodgers, they have won four in a row now, and they've won 10 of their last 12 as they're making a determined run at the division-leading San Francisco Giants. Throw to first base is not in time. New York Yankees defeated the California Angels 3-0 in the first game of a twilight doubleheader. Fritz Peterson got his 12th win. He's lost 7. Swing and a miss by Larry Saul. It's 1-1. Rudy May took the loss. He's 7-8. Mel Queen relieved in the 6th and Ed Fisher in the 8th. The Yankees came back to make it a sweep with a 2-1 victory in the second game. Mike Kekich got the win. He's 7-6. Tom Murphy started. Dave LaRoche in the 9th. Lloyd Allen in the 10th was the loser. He's 4-4. Swing and a miss. 1-2. The Oakland A's, breezing along in the Western Division of the American League, defeated the Boston Red Sox 9-2. The A's have won 11 of their last 14. The Red Sox have lost 7 of their last 9. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Fouled off. Down the left field line. Out of play. Diego Segui was the winner for Oakland, and Ken Brett was the loser for the Red Sox. Ken Tatum in the 2nd. Bill Lee in the 8th. Tatum had a home run. George Scott had his 21st homer for the Red Sox in the 7th with nobody on. And Duncan homered in the 7th with nobody on. For Oakland, his 13th. The Detroit Tigers defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3. Mickey Lolich got the win. He's 19-8. Marty Patton took the loss 10-13. Foul ball back and out of play. The Detroit Tigers have won 6 of their last 7 to move ahead of the Boston Red Sox into 2nd place in the American League East. Cleveland defeated the Chicago White Sox 6-2. Mike Paul started for Cleveland. Alan Foster relieved him in the 4th inning. He is 7-11. Wilbur Wood started and took the loss for the White Sox. Ryan pitches high, 2-2. Kansas City Royals and the Washington Senators are playing a twilight doubleheader, or they played it already, and split it as Kansas City won the first game 2-0. Ken Wright, the winner, 3-4. Jim Schellenbach, the loser, 3-9. Then Washington won the second game 2-1. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Grody's throw, and he's safe at stolen base. Strikeout for Saul. Hernandez has stolen 13 and 16 attempts now. 2 Padres out. That's the first strikeout for Ryan. Nate Colbert's coming up. Colbert's hitting 267, 22 homers and 60 runs batted in. In the second game in Washington, Pete Broberg got the win. He's 4-3. Roger Nelson took the loss in relief of Lance Clemens. He's 0-1. Ryan pitched to the right-hand batter here, high and tight. And tonight in Minnesota, midway of the 7th inning, it is the Baltimore Orioles 4 and the Minnesota Twins 1. Jim Palmer against Jim Cott. Homers by Buford, his 16th. Bretman, his 10th. Cardenas, his 15th. A count of 1 ball, no strikes to Kovic. That pitch is in for a call strike. It's 1-1. Bob Skinner is on the lines at 3rd for the San Diego Padres. And Dave Garcia is the coach at 1st. Roger Craig is the pitching coach of the San Diego Padres. Craig, a former Dodger, former Met. 1-1 pitch. High and tight. 2-1. No score. Bottom half of the 1st inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Inside low. 3-1. Hernandez takes the lead at 2nd with 2 men out. Grody sends a sign out to Nolan Ryan. Now the pitch. In for a call strike. It's 3-2. A breaking pitch. So it's out full to Colbert. Leron Lee is waiting on deck. The season series, the Mets have won 5, the Padres have won 3. This is their final meeting in San Diego. They have 3 to play in New York, starting on Friday night, August 20th. That's high and tight, and it's a walk to Nate Colbert. The first walk issued by Ryan tonight. Leron Lee. He's coming up. He's hitting .263, three homers and 14 runs batted in. He was at the plate last night when the winning run was scored. Runners lead at first and second. And the pitch is on away for a ball. 1-0 to count. Ollie Brown waiting on deck. That pitch is high. It's 2-0. Hernandez at second, Colbert at first. Ryan takes a moment now to take his cap off. Tugs at it a couple of times. Now he's getting touched. 2-0 pitch. Goes high. He's gone behind 3-0 now to Leron Lee. So Ryan is one pitch away from loading up the bases here. Rio delivery. High and away. He walked him. Second walk issued by Ryan. Back-to-back walk to Colbert and Lee, and the bases are loaded up with Ollie Brown, the batter. Ollie Brown is hitting .272. He has seven homers and 42 runs batted in. Bud Harrelson comes in from his post at shortstop to have a word with Nolan Ryan. Now Bud retreats. Ryan looks around, steps up onto the rubber. Digs in a little bit there. Doing a little groundskeeping. Here's Ryan's pitch to Ollie Brown. Inside. It's ball one. It's Fizio is on deck. Ryan hands on hips now. Steps up again. Gordy flashes the sign. Runners lead first, second, and third. 1-0 delivery. Swung on line into right field for a base hit. Hernandez has scored. Colbert is around third. The ball goes by Singleton. Two runs have scored, and coming onto the plate now is Lee, and three runs have scored, and Ollie Brown's at second base. The Padres are leading by a score of 3-0. It scored as a single and an error charged on Ken Singleton in right field. Presumption is that two runs are batted in on the single. But three scored as the San Diego Padres are out in front. Two RBIs confirmed by the official scorer. Ed Fizio's about it. Right-hand batter, Ryan pitch, high and tight for a ball. There is action now in the New York Mets bullpen. And tight, 2-0. It's Fizio. Charlie Williams is up and throwing. Charlie Williams throwing for the Mets with the Padres out front 3-0 here. Two men out in the bottom of the first inning. Ollie Brown takes the lead at second. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Low. Ryan's behind 3-0. Bob Barton, the number 8 man in the order, is on deck. Here's a 3-0 pitch. High inside. He walked him on four pitches. Third walk issued by Ryan. But Fizio on his first. Brown's holding at second. And here comes Rube Walker, the Mets pitching coach, out to the mound. Gary Grody heading in that direction also. Bob Barton is shedding the shin guard. Preparatory to coming to the plate. We'll be at Candlestick Park in San Francisco tomorrow night. As the Mets and the Giants open up a set there, we'll be on the air at 10:55 p.m. New York time. Then on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, we'll be broadcasting and televising at 4 p.m. each day, New York time, from Candlestick. Conference is over.
Number one.
Drew Walker returns to the Met dugout. Doty back behind the plate, and Barton is up with a batting average of .255. Five homers and 20 runs batted in. Steve Arlen, the pitcher, is on deck. Off the stretch, Ryan's delivery inside for a ball to Bob Barton. Ryan has struck out one and walked three here in the first inning. One-oh delivery, and it's high for a ball, 2-0. Inside, 3-0 now to Barton. With the pitchers, Steve Arlen waiting on deck. So again, Ryan's one pitch away from loading up the bases. At inside, he has walked Barton on four pitches. Well, he walked Spezio on four, Barton on four. That's eight consecutive pitches without one being in the strike zone, and he will be out of the ballgame. Here comes Gil Hodges. When he crosses the third baseline, Ryan is all done. The bases are loaded. Four walks this year in the first inning by Nolan Ryan. So Charlie Williams is coming in to do the pitching. Hodges walks out, takes the ball, and walks right by Ryan up to the rubber. Kicks it a few times, and Ryan stands for a moment and heads now slowly toward the dugout. And Charlie Williams is walking in from the right field corner. Gil Hodges bounces the ball off the rubber once, twice, basketball style. Charlie Williams coming in to make his 22nd appearance of this season. He has a record of 4 wins and 6 losses. He has been used alternately in relief and as a starter. Last time, in a starting role at Atlanta, he worked 1 2/3 and was the loser in allowing 5 runs on 7 hits. So while Charlie Williams warms up to check us out on the baseball action elsewhere, here's Ralph Kiner.
Well, the Pirates took a 2-run lead in the first inning, but then the Cardinals scored 3 in the 3rd and held on to win over Pittsburgh by a 3-2 margin. Cardinals breaking the 4-game losing streak, and the Pirates now have lost 13 of their last 19 ball games. The winning pitcher, Steve Carlton, he went all the way, gave up 8 hits. The losing pitcher was Luke Walker, his record 5-8. Carlton now with a record of 16-6. Atlanta defeated Houston 10-5. The winning pitcher was Reed, and Williams and Rich Childs had home runs for Williams' 20th. Philadelphia starting up against the Dodgers. The starting pitcher is Chris Short against Claude Osteen. In the American League, the Yankees won 2 from the California Angels. They won the first game 3-0. Fritz Peterson, the winning pitcher, he's now 12-7. Rudy May, the loser. Second game, they won 2-1 in 11 innings with a run in the bottom of the 11th. Mike Kekich going all the way, winning the ball game. He's now 7-6. The losing pitcher was Lloyd Allen in relief. Oakland top Boston 9-2. Detroit beat Milwaukee 4-3. Cleveland top Chicago 6-2. Kansas City beat Washington 2-0 in the first. Lost 2-1 in the second. And after 7, Baltimore 4, Minnesota 1.
All right, Ralph, Steve Arlen, the ninth man to bat for the Padres in the first inning, is up there now with the bases loaded and 2 men out. He's had 7 hits this year and 52 times at bat. Williams pitches in for a called strike. Arlen's average is .135. He's had 2 runs batted in. San Diego leading by a score of 3-0. Ryan pitching 2/3 of an inning. There's a pitch checked on and taken outside. It's 1-1. On May 29th here at San Diego, Ryan struck out 16 Padres, a new career high for him and high in the National League this season. And on that occasion, he walked only 4 and striking out the 16. That pitch is in for a call strike. It's 1-2. In no appearance this year has Ryan failed to walk a single batter. He's walked at least 1 every time out. Here's a swing and a miss, and Charlie Williams comes in to strike out the opposing pitcher and retire the side. So it is 3 runs on 2 hits, an error, and 3 left. And at the end of an inning, the score is San Diego 3 and the Mets nothing. Well, focus your attention on Saturday afternoon, August 28th. That'll be camera day at Shea Stadium this year. And the Mets will be taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers in a single game at 2:15 p.m. On that date, all the amateur photographers will be given an opportunity to take close-up shots of all your favorite Mets, starting at 12:15. At that time, Manager Gil Hodges, his coaches, all the Met players will be available for the picture-taking session, which will last for approximately 30 minutes. As an added treat, everyone bringing a camera to the game on August 28th will be given a free roll of color film. Sorry, no Polaroid. Compliments of Berkey Film Processing. And whether you bring a camera or not, you'll still receive a $1 off film processing coupon, which may be redeemed at thousands of Berkey dealers. So don't forget the date, Saturday afternoon, August 28th, camera day at Shea Stadium, before the Mets meet the Los Angeles Dodgers in a single game. We'll be going to the second inning. Before we do, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
WIVR-FM Johnstown.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kanner and Bob Murphy in San Diego, California. Padres are leading the Mets 3-0, and Ed Cranebrew is the batter in the top of the second inning. He is hitting .282 for the year. He has 9 home runs and 41 runs batted in. Steve Arlen into the motion. Ball is bunted up to third baseline. It's a foul ball. So that'll bring Cranebrew back. He's across the bag at first. Just trying to dump that one up to third baseline and leg it out with Trezio playing a deep third base. Just kicked off the edge of the grass across the foul line. Tommy Agee is on deck, batting number 5 in the Met batting order again here tonight. Cranebrew is back in and waiting. There's a swing and a foul ball to the left side, into the seats and out of play. 2 strikes now. And the 2-strike delivery. Swung on it on the ground, back to the mound, off the glove of Arlen. First base side, he recovers and throws to first in time. So Cranebrew has gone out pitcher to first from Arlen to Colbert. Tommy Agee is the batter, hitting .280. He has 11 homers and 41 runs batted in. Arlen's pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. It's strike one.
Sonny Harris in the booth.
The New York Mets have won 58 games. They've lost 56. Start play tonight, trailing the Pirates by 11 games. Inside for ball, it's 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch. Outside for ball. 2-1. Ken Boswell is next in the New York Mets batting order. Here's 2-1 to Agee. In for a call strike. It's 2-2. Paul Pryor, the umpire behind the plate. John Kibler is at first. Bruce Fleming at second. And the crew chief, Al Barlick, is around at third. Here's the 2-2 offering. Swung on it on the ground to second base. Campbell has it on the rim of the grass. Plays the first to Colbert in time. 2 away. Ken Boswell is coming up. He's hitting .275. He has 2 homers and 30 runs batted in. He has a 4-game hitting streak going. 30 hits in his last 73 times at bat. That's a clip of .411. He's raised his batting average from .231 to .275. Padres 3, Mets nothing, top of the second. There's a swing and a drive into left center field, and it is in there for a base hit. One hop by Leron Lee and played back. Boswell with a single. It is the first Met hit off Steve Arlen, and Boswell becomes the first Met base runner. Ken Single ends up, switch hitter, batting left, hitting .256. 6 home runs and 25 runs batted in. Arlen's pitch, Swung on and drill, foul, up the right field line and out of play. So Boswell around second will be coming back. A long strike to Singleton. Jerry Grody has moved up on deck. Two men out, runner at first. Pitch is on away for a ball. One and one. Our Mr. Kiner has been playing golf each day here in San Diego in this great weather with Bob Newhart, and each day he brings us here in the booth a new story, and we're hoping to be able to find one we can pass along to you any day now. Runner goes, the pitch is in, throw to second, and he is there as the ball is off the glove of Hernandez out into right, and Boswell advances to third base. So, Ken Boswell, off and running, gets a stolen base, and then there will be an error on the play. And the error is charged on the throw to Barton. And Hernandez came across, and the ball was off his glove and then on out into short right field. Boswell has stolen five bases in six attempts. With two men out, the Mets have a runner at third. Harlan now works straight away. Here's the pitch to Singleton. It's high for a ball. Boswell takes the lead now down the line from third. Allen delivers. It's high. Grody waiting there on deck.
Lindsay, Bob said that he's working on a new album, and it has to do with control tower operators at airports.
Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the left side, out of play. I take it it won't contain any of those stories you've been bringing us each night, Rob.
No, it's not for public consumption.
Parental guidance. Runner at third, two men out. Boswell bluffs. Here's the payoff pitch. Outside, walked him, and so Singleton goes to first as Arlen gives up his first base on balls. That's the 47th walk that Singleton has drawn this year. He leads the Mets in that department.
Jerry Grody.
So Jerry Grody comes up. Grody's hitting .277. He has two homers and 29 runs batted in. He was robbed a couple of times here last night. Grody batting number eight in the Met batting order. Mets hopeful of getting something on that scoreboard right here. Two men out. And the pitch is in for a call strike. Charlie Williams is on deck.
Grody's got something coming because he was robbed of three hits in the ballgame last night, and Stahl saved the game with a great catch on Grody.
Strike one pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. So the count is 0-2. Nate Colbert holding against the runner at first. That's Singleton. Boswell leads at third. Pitch is inside. It's 1-2 to Grody. San Diego 3 and the Mets nothing. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Low for a ball. Padres and their backers were very pleased that last night they drew something in excess of 10,000 here and drew some 4,000 more fans than did the Giants in a home date in San Francisco. This will be a 2-2 delivery off the stretch, and the pitch is on the way. Chop out toward the first baseline, and Arlen's going to let it go, and it's a foul ball. The last moment, Arlen decided to let it go as he took a high hop about a foot inside the foul line. And instead of catching as it came down, in which case it would have been a fair ball. He let it hit, and then it rolled foul, so that'll bring Gertie back. Just a high chopper to the right side up the first base line. Runners return. Count holds at 2-2. Gertie wants a little pine tar, so the bat boy is bringing the pine tar rag over to him. Now he moves back into the batter's box. Two men out, two men on. Arlen sets up and deals. Swing and a ground ball to short. Taken deep by Hernandez. He goes to second for the fourth. Single and sliding in, and he's out on a close play. So the side is retired. It's no runs, a hit, a walk, no errors, and two left. And in the middle of the second inning, the score is Padres 3 and the Mets nothing.
Take your family out to eat tonight. It's a treat they won't forget. And be sure you bring your appetite. We're expecting you. Your table is set.
Say, have you gotten the rainbow habit yet? Lots of folks in this area have. The habit of calling on the Rainbow Restaurant in Johnstown for everything from a simple lunch to a beautiful wedding reception or other special party. That's just how versatile the Rainbow is. Order your favorite sandwich, a specially prepared full dinner, or plan an exquisite party for some special occasion, large or small, formal or casual. The Rainbow Restaurant is famous for their fine food and service. You get the Rainbow Habit today, you'll be so glad you did.
Give your family a treat, take them out to eat.
And just so I don't forget the name of that restaurant, hey, fella, give me that name one more time.
The Rainbow Restaurant in Johnstown.
The Padres come up now in the bottom of the second inning, and Enzo Hernandez is coming up for his second time. In the first inning, the Padres sent nine men to the plate. Hernandez had a base hit. His first time up. This time he faces Charlie Williams. And here's a swing and a drive into left field. And Jones is over to try to shoestring it, but short hopped it. It's a base hit. Hernandez takes a wide turn at first and holds up. He drilled that one into left. Leon got over close enough to try a diving catch. He short hopped the ball. So it is a leadoff single, and Dave Campbell is coming up. Went up one time and he popped the short. Green pulled over to hold against the runner, Enzo Hernandez. Williams throws over there, but not in time. Larry Stahl is waiting on deck. Again, Williams throws to first, not in time. Runner goes, swinging a ground ball to third. Taken by Garrett over to Boswell for one, and the throw to Crane Pool, a double play. 5-4-3 on the ground ball to Garrett. Two men out, and Larry Stahl will be the batter. Stahl has been up one time, and he struck out. The Padres are leading by a score of 3-0. Tomorrow night up in San Francisco, Ray Sadecki will open the series for the New York Mets. Gaylord Perry will go for the Giants. Swing and a miss. The count to Stahl is strike one. Sadecki has won 5 and lost 3 for the Mets, and for the Giants, Perry has won 11 and lost 9. Charlie Williams deals high and away, so it's one ball and one strike. After tonight's game, the Mets will have 22 remaining road dates and 22 remaining home dates on the schedule. That pitch is low for a ball. 2-1. And for that Giants series, Jerry Kuzman will go for the Mets on Saturday afternoon and Ronnie Bryant for the Giants. He's swinging a ground ball foul up the first baseline, taken by Coach Dave Garcia. And then the Sunday matchup will be Gary Gentry for the Mets and Juan Marichal for the San Francisco Giants. There's a swing and a foul ball back off the screen and out of play. Two men out, nobody on base. 2-2 pitch to Stahl. Misses high and away. The count's full at 3-2. Nate Colbert is the next batter. Clarence Gaston being given another night's rest here. His batting average has shrunk to .235, Gaston. That pitch is low, and so Charlie Williams has walked Larry Stahl. First walk given up by Williams. Nate Colbert has been up one time, and he drew a walk. Williams pitch. Breaks high, and it's ball one. Williams briefly to the Rodson bag. Larry Stahl takes the lead at first base. Pitch to Colbert. Low and away. It's 2-0. Pitch. Swung on it in the air, way back in left, and Cleon Jones is racing over toward the line, and in foul territory makes the catch beyond the mound, down in the bullpen, the left field corner. So the side is retired. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left, and the score at the end of two innings of play is the Padres 3, the Mets nothing. Now,
I've been driving for 15 years. I'm no dummy. I'm not a fender bender. Raspberry upholstery is not my idea of what a woman wants in a wagon. But let me tell you about this Chevrolet wagon. It's the one you never heard of. It's the Chevrolet. You know, it's got front-wheel drive. When I turn a corner on a rainy day and the road's slippery, those front wheels grab. The back doesn't swing up. And the kids behind me stay put. It's Chevrolet. I like it. And when I come out of the supermarket, I like it. Because the whole back opens up. The floor is just 15 inches from the ground, so I don't have to reach up and over to load it. I like getting 25 to 30 miles to the gallon. I like the price. But you know what I like best? I like to drive. For the first time in 15 years, I've got a wagon that lets me. It doesn't drive me. This Subaru is a gas to drive.
See the new 1971 Subaru at Howell and Pearson's Dodge, West Main Street, in Johnstown.
Warm summer's night in San Diego, California. The Mets coming up in the top of the third. They trail by 3 runs. And here for the play-by-play, Bob Murphy. All right, Ralph. Charlie Williams will be up against right-hander Steve Arlen. For Charlie, his first time up in the game. The pitch by the right-hander is in for a tall strike. Steve Arlen, former Ohio State baseball star. And the pitch to Charlie has swung on and missed the counter strike two. This year, the first time that Arlen has had the benefit of spring training. In previous years in professional baseball, he had been away at dental school during the spring training period. And a curve, strike three call. For Steve Arlen, his second strikeout, it brings up leadoff batter Bud Harrelson. Bud was struck out his first time up. He's hitting at .274. Third baseman Ed Spezio playing shallow against Bud Harrelson to guard against the bunt. Inside and low, it's ball one. Wayne Garrett is on deck, and then Cleon Jones. The tall, friend, right-hander winds. Here's the pitch. Misses inside at the knees. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Arlen's first major league triumph came in September of last season. He hurled a shutout. Fastball, a strike. It's 2-1. And despite his one loss record for the year, the Padres think he's going to be a winner. The 2-1 delivery line down the left field line. Running to the line is Leron Lee, and he makes the catch. Leron Lee crossing the line, picks it off in foul territory. He was playing the line against Buddy Harrelson, and as a result was able to go speeding over the line and grab it. Two outs, nobody on. Wayne Garrett coming up. Larry Stahl, the center fielder, went all the way to the wall in deep left center field, and while running full speed just before reaching the wall, caught up with a long fly hit by Garrett in the first inning. Low and outside, it's ball one. Mets move into Candlestick for a three-game set starting about 8. The 1-0 delivery way inside. Wayne had to get out of the way of that. Wayne Garrett hitting at 294. Wayne now is playing his 18th ball game. Played 10 games at Tidewater, getting himself in shape after getting out of the Army. And a fastball taken high. 3 balls and no strikes to Garrett. It's over at the knees for a call strike. They play the night games at Candlestick Park at 8 p.m. So we'll be on the air tomorrow night, New York time, 10:55 p.m. The pitch to Garrett. Too high, it's ball 4. The redhead is on. Second walk by Steve Arlen. He walks Kenny Singleton in the second. And Leon Jones comes up. Leon hit a foul fly deep to right field. It was caught by the right fielder, Ollie Brown. Leon hitting 323, sixth in the National League. Over the last 26 games, Leon Jones has batted 376. Pitch thrown to Leon, a curve at the knees, call strike one. Eddie Yost coaching at third. Yogi Berra coaching first. In the stadium, the bullpens are in the foul corners from left and right. Now Garrett with a short lead. The pitch to Cleon. A bouncing ball is slowly to third base. Fizio comes up with the off-speed hop. Throws to first. The side is out. He handled a tough hop. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of 2.5 innings at San Diego Stadium, the San Diego Padres 3, the New York Mets nothing.
Everything you want in dinettes, including the right price, is now at F.B. Tour's Furniture of Front Albany. Consider an oval top textured walnut table and fully color coordinated chairs for just $69.88. This exciting table can be either round or oval in a generous 36 by 36 by 48 inch size. It is available in bronze tone, avocado, or black finish with attractive floral or plain covered easy care chairs. This beautiful dinette is ideally scaled to fit any apartment. Other 5-piece apartment-sized dinettes from SB Tours for as low as $69.88. For elegant high fashion to the larger 7-piece Decorator Modern, available in rectangle or oval table for as low as $79.88. With lots of pleasant weather still ahead of us, SB Tours of Front Albany invites you to save on their complete line of summer lawn and porch furniture. Now specially sale priced to give you more quality for less money. For all your household needs, shop SB Tours in Front Albany, where quality is king.
Leron Lee, Ollie Brown, and Ed Fizio hit against Charlie Williams in the home third inning. Leron Lee reached on a walk in the first and later scored. Now Charlie winds the pitch to Lee, a fastball over, strike one call. Jerry Kuzman will face the Giants on Saturday afternoon. And a strike over the outside corner. It will mean a great deal to the New York Mets if Jerry Kuzman's arm is sound again. He'll be trying it out on Saturday. And a half swing. And now the plate umpire, Paul Pryor, is checking with John Kibler at first base. And they say strike three. Lee on the half swing is called out.
Now hitting with the punter, number 26, Holly Brown.
San Diego has run into an unusual situation twice this year in regards to the half swing. Holly Brown hammered a single to right, driving two runs home in the first inning. On the same play, a third crossed the plate on an error charge to Ken Singleton. And a curve is over, strike one call. And a high fly, well hit to left center. Leon Jones drifting over, he's under it. And Leon puts it away for the out. For those of you who like your baseball puzzlers, twice this year, San Diego has had a hitter at the plate who tried to check his swing on the third strike. The pitch was in the dirt and went to the backstop. The batter, assuming that he had checked his swing in time, the catcher nonchalantly walked back, picked the ball up. Pitch high inside to Spezio, ball one. Came back to the plate, tagged the batter out, and then said to the plate umpire, check with the first base umpire on the half swing. And the first base umpire called it strike three. And the pitch is over under the knees, two balls and no strike. Which in a way hardly seems fair because the batter would have naturally taken off and run to first base had he assumed he was going to be called out on a half swing. The 2-0 delivery, foul ball. Spezio trying to hold up. It's two balls and a strike. Ed Spezio also drew a walk in the first. And the pitch by Charlie Williams lined hard to left field, a base hit. Taken on the first hop by Cleon Jones. For the Padres, their fourth hit of the game, their second off Charlie Williams. It will bring up the catcher, Bob Barton, hitting eighth in the order. Barton hitting at 255.
Now hitting for the Padres,
this will be involved in quite a bit of excitement the next two series, playing San Francisco and Los Angeles, with the Dodgers moving ever closer to San Francisco. If the Dodgers win tonight, they'll be three games out. And a breaking ball, a call strike to Barton. The Dodgers playing at home against the Phillies. No score at the end of an inning and a half with Chris Short being opposed by Gomer Pyle, Claude Osteen. And the pitch on the way. A check swing and a curve low and away. The Atlanta Braves for the last 5 weeks have been playing better ball than anybody in the National League. Tonight they beat Houston 10-5 with Ron Reed winning his 12th game. And the Cardinals defeated the Pirates 3-2. It is high. Pittsburgh might be getting a little bit panicky. They have now lost 13 of their last 19 ball games. St. Louis, by winning, moving within seven games of first place. Curved by Charlie Williams over for a call strike. Charlie Williams with a count of 2-2 on the San Diego backstop, Bob Barton. And a ground ball hit the shortstop. Buddy Harrelson up with it. Wings it across the crane pool. That retires the Padres. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of three, San Diego 3, New York nothing.
Welcome to another season of Mets Baseball with the North Perry Dairy Bar. And remember to stop in for your early morning papers to check game results while you're having your morning coffee. In the evenings, why not stop by and pick up a half gallon of your favorite ice cream and treat all the folks at home. Remember, dairy products help build strong and healthy bodies. The place to get them, the North Perry Dairy Bar, 213 North Perry Street in Johnstown.
I'm Cody Fields. We all want our children to be intelligent as well as beautiful. Well, nutrition during pregnancy affects not only physical health, but brain development. That's only one reason why prenatal care is so important. Medical care during pregnancy. A wise program to avoid malnutrition, drug misuse, prematurity. All possible factors in birth defects. The march of dimes urges. Get prenatal care. Be good to your baby before it's born.
At Yankee Stadium this evening, the New York Yankee pitching staff came through, getting two complete game performances, first by Fritz Peterson and then by Mike Kekich, as the Yankees swept California 3-0 and 2-1. Yankees now two games over 500. Oakland beat the Red Sox 9-2 with Diego Seguí getting the win, Ken Brett the loss. The Tigers, now second in the Eastern Division of the American League, handle Milwaukee 4-3, and Mickey Lolich won his 19th Marty Patton the loss. Ed Cranepool is up, and he pops the first pitch up, a foul ball behind the plate. Barton coming back hoping, and it's into the crowd. In the American League, Cleveland defeated the Chicago White Sox 6-2. Alan Foster, the winner in relief, Wilbur Wood, the loser. Kansas City and Washington split, the Royals winning 2-0 for Ken Wright. The Senators winning 2-1 for Pete Broberg. Baltimore beat Minnesota, and the Orioles now have an 8-game lead over second-place Detroit. Cranepool lays off, it's one ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch, inside and low, taken by Eddie Cranepool. The Orioles beat the Twins 8-2 with Jim Palmer winning his 15th. So everything is over in the American League. Eddie Cranepool is 0-1. Steve Allen's pitch on the way, a fastball, a strike. And the count is 2-2. Steve Allen signed his first pro baseball contract with the Philadelphia Phillies and came to San Diego in the expansion draft. Fouled off, no play. Steve Allen twice was a college All-American. Tall, slender right-hander. Takes his sign from Barton, the pitch to Cranepool. Lined hard, caught by the shortstop Hernandez. Cranepool hit a bullet, but right to Enzo Hernandez. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
WIZR-FM Johnstown.
Bob Murphy with Ralph Kiner and Lindsey Nelson. Tommy Agee facing Steve Allen takes low and away, ball one. Tommy is 0-1, hit a ground ball to the second baseman Campbell, his first trip. Padres set up straight away defensively against Tommy Agee. And the pitch by Allen, foul, back against the screen. One ball, one strike. On the year, the Mets lead San Diego in the season series 5-3. Game last night described by the natives of San Diego as the finest game played here all season long. And a swing and a miss at a slider. It's 1-2. Dave Roberts went all the way as San Diego beat the Mets 1-0 in 12 innings. Now Arlen over the head, the pitch to Tommy Agee, foul, back to the screen. You can't pitch in harder luck than Tom Seaver did. Seaver pitched 10 innings. Never permitted a base runner beyond first base. Struck out 14, walked only 2. Scattered 4 harmless singles, yet could not win. The 1-2 delivery. Off the outside corner, it's 2-2 to Tommy Agee. Mets came close to winning it 9, but Larry Stahl made a diving catch to Rob Grody of the hit with Clendenin at second. And a high fly ball hit over toward the right field line. Scooting over Ollie Brown. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs, nobody on. Remember, you can do something nice for the environment by bringing your empty beverage bottles and aluminum cans to a Coca-Cola bottling plant near you and get paid for them, too. For information, call area code 212-679-3677, weekdays before 5 p.m. Ken Boswell singled his first time up. Line drive hit hard. Base hit to right field for Kenny Boswell. Ollie Brown fields it, wings it back near second. And Boswell continues his assault on National League pitching. Since the All-Star break, Kenny Boswell has raised his batting average 46 points. Ken Singleton reached on a walk his first time up. That was the second hit off Ireland. Boswell has them both. And a grounder hammered down to first and eight over. He comes up with it, steps on the bag, and the side is out. Ball hit hard, but right to Nate Colbert near the bag. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of three and a half innings, San Diego 3, New York nothing.
Make this your year to have your own swimming pool. Start by calling Bob Shruffle at 762-3525. Call between 12 noon and 1 or after 4 p.m. and let Bob explain how easy it is to have your own pool. In-ground or above-ground pools are available with all accessories. Imagine a basic pool that has a ladder, filter, vacuum, and even a diving board at one price. Bob Shruffle has them and financing is available too. Call him now at 762-3525. Join the 644,000 Americans who have their own pools.
Seen any wildlife lately? There's still a lot of it around, and it's worth a good fight to save it. Who needs wildlife? Everybody does. Because when we keep our country fit for animals to survive, then there's hope that we won't pollute ourselves to death either. Seen any wildlife lately?
Presented as a public service by the National Wildlife Federation. San Diego, three runs, four hits, and one error. New York, no runs, two hits, and one error. Opposing pitcher Steve Ireland up against Charlie Williams. And a drive hit the deep left center field. Jones is in pursuit. It's in for a long base hit. Ireland is on his way to second base. He rounds second. He's heading for third. Relay throw by Buddy Harrelson. Not in time. Good decoy by Wayne Garrett. He stood motionless as though there was going to be no play at all. At the last moment, grabbed the relay throw. But Ireland was in there with a free base hit. A long shot hit to the base of the wall in deep left center field. For Steve Ireland, his eighth hit of the year. His first extra base hit. He will bring up the leadoff batter, Enzo Hernandez. The diminutive shortstop has two for two. An infield hit in the first. He stole second, later scored on the base hit by Ollie Brown. He singled in the second inning. Hernandez hitting 230, and the Mets bring the infield in for a play. The windup by Charlie Williams. Here's the pitch. Curve outside. It's ball one. Charlie Williams put in a hole on a long hit by pitcher Steve Arnold. The 1-0 delivery, over at the knees, a call strike. One ball, one strike. Crane Poole and Garrett playing even with the bag. Boswell and Harrelson are halfway. Tommy Agee plays a shallow right center field against Hernandez. Inside, he was bailing out, and the count is two balls and a strike. Nobody out here in the last of the fourth inning. Inside and high, ball three. And Charlie Williams falls behind Hernandez, 3-1. Charlie came on in the first inning to replace Nolan Ryan. Ryan could not find the strike zone. The 3-1 pitch. Ground ball hits the third. Garrett will hold the runner. And the peg across the Crane Pool in time. One man away, Dave Campbell will be hitting. The Padres' second baseman is popped to short, hit into a 5-4-3 double play. Mets have played two overtime games on this trip. And each of the overtime games has been a nightmare for the Mets as far as the double play is concerned. In the 17-inning game in Atlanta, they hit into six. And last night of the 12-inning game, they hit into five. The windup by Charlie Williams, the pitch. Low and outside, ball one. Mets return to their home grounds at Shea. Friday night, August the 20th, and they'll open the homestand against San Diego. High fly ball hit the rather shallow center field. It might drop in. Harrelson makes the catch over his shoulder. And the runner, Arlen, was about halfway down the line. Buddy Harrelson finally reaching it in shallow left center field. It's a good thing he could go that far, Ralph, because it looked like neither Cleon nor Tommy had a shot.
It wasn't hit too deep, but the reason why it was so difficult was that the infield was in, and Bud had to go an extra 30 feet or so to get to it, and also he had to worry about whether the runner was going to be tagging up or not.
Now the infield drops back with two men away, and the hitter is center fielder Larry Stahl. Stahl has struck out, reached on a walk. And it's in for a call strike. He was the offensive star and the defensive star in the 1-0 win for the Padres last night. He saved it in the regulation 9 innings by robbing Jerry Grody. Swing and a miss. And then he took matters into his own hands in the 12th inning when he led off with a two-base hit. Was stealing third. Garrett was unable to get back. He was in looking for a bunt. The throw went down the left field line and Stahl came on home. The two-strike delivery. Ground ball hit the second base. Big hop for Kitty Boswell. He throws on to Crane, who all the side is out. And there's a good job by Charlie Williams. Arlen led off the inning with a three-base hit and was left stranded. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of four innings, San Diego 3, the New York Mets nothing.
Return to school a new you. Be that vibrant swinging chick you've always wanted to be. It's a wild, wonderful switch-down life you lead this year, and Juniorama of Johnstown is tuned in to the fashion frequency that is making headlines this fall. John Meyer puts it all together for fall with the greatest collection of mix-and-match separates you've ever seen. Pantsuits, suits and boot topper coats with their own matching pants and skirts. Beautiful imperial tartan plaids mix and match perfectly. You choose from either blue or green. A sure hit on any campus will be the hooded woodsman coat with toggle buttons. Also from the John Meyer collection at Juniorama is the new camel line, complete with blazers, skirts, slacks, and coat in solid or camel tweed. It's an electric generation. Look the part this fall with the right fashions from the John Meyer line at Juniorama of Johnstown on the corner of West Main and South Market. Open Monday and Friday until 9 and all day Saturday.
Fifth inning in San Diego with the Padres leading 3-0. Jerry Grody will be up against Steve Arlen, who's allowed only two hits over the first four innings. In the New York bullpen, Jim McAndrew is now getting ready, indicating that Gil Hodges will go to a pinch hitter for Charlie Williams. That's in a position where they have to start catching up. Grody was the hard luck hitter in the game last night. Three times he stung the ball without getting a base hit. In this game, Grody is 0-for-1. He hit into a force play, his first trip. And Dave Marshall now comes out on deck. Steve Arlen looking in, reading his sign. Now from Barton, the pitch to Jerry Grody. He's over the helmet, one ball, no strike. Mets will have Jerry Grody, Dave Marshall, and Bud Harrelson batting here in the fifth inning. Hopefully more. At a curve at the knees, a call strike. One ball, one strike. Mets have not scored now in their last 17 innings. The 1-1 delivery, swing and a miss by Grody. One ball, two strikes. Jerry Grody hitting at 277. He started to go, then he held up. It was high. It's two balls and two strikes. Coach Joe Pignatano standing by as Jim McAndrew gets ready in the bullpen. Pitching 2-2. And it's hit in the air to center field. Coming in is Larry Stahl. Coming in, slowing up now. He's under it. and he has it. Stahl playing a very deep center field against Jerry Grody, so he had to come at full speed. Now Dave Marshall will be hitting for Charlie Williams. Dave Marshall hitting .238, three homers, 19 RBIs. No, it's going to be Art Shamsky. Marshall was out in the circle, and at the last moment, Gill made a switch. It will be Art Shamsky. One out and nobody on in the top half of the fifth inning. The Padres scored three runs in the opening inning of the game. Over the outside corner, a call strike. Padres cashed in on the wildness of Nolan Ryan. Nolan simply could not find the strike zone. And the pitch to Shamsky, inside and low. One ball, one strike. Art has had very few times at bat since returning to the active list. And it's taken high, 2-1. He still has to wear a wrapping to protect the back. But send him to the sideline. Steve Arlen pitching 2-1. Curve, a strike, gets 2-2. The tall right-hander out of Columbus, Ohio, working with good control. The 2-2 pitch, hit late and foul down the third baseline. Eddie Yost goes after it. Absolutely no breeze at all this evening, but it's very comfortable in San Diego. The 2-2 pitch, lined in the air to center, Stahl moving straight in, he has it. Ball hit hard by Archansky, a line drive to straightaway center field. Ralph, I can't recall any windy days in the stadium, can you?
There's a breeze that generally blows in the daytime here from west to east off the ocean, and at night it's pretty calm. You don't have a whole lot of wind in here, Bob, this time of year.
Bud Harrelson is the batter. Bud is 0 for 2. Struck out, lined out to left. Line drive to left center, a clean base hit for Buddy Harrelson. Leron Lee, the left fielder, plays the ball back in. For New York, base hit number 3. Wayne Garrett coming up. Wayne has hit the best drive of the game for the Mets, only to have it caught. Larry Stahl went to the fence in deep left center to haul it in. Wayne reached on a walk his second time up. San Diego, 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. New York, no runs, 3 hits and 1 error. Nate Colbert will hold against Bud Harrelson. And the pitch is hit in the air, a fly ball to left center. Leron Lee jogging in, standing under it waiting, and he puts it away, and the side is retired. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left on. So we've come halfway at the end of 4.5. The Padres 3, the Mets nothing.
You treat it like a prince, you look like a queen, you have that royal feeling. You can rest assured, you're dressed assured, your clothes are fit for a king.
This is Ron Jacobitz for the Sir William Squire Shop. Fashion authorities used to bemoan the lack of color in the male wardrobe. Now men can be decked out in the most brilliant plumage, especially when it comes to casuals from Sir William Squire Shop on West Main Street in Johnstown. You stop by soon and see Sam and Gert Alpert. For example, you'll see featured such hues as caramel, tropical green, and paprika. You'll see plaids and stripes and houndstooth patterns. Fabrics run the gamut from denim to poplin and in between. There's no more dowdy drabness in men's fashions. Not at Sir William Squire's shop, Johnstown, New York. See for yourself soon.
Jim McAndrew now pitching for the New York Mets for Mackey's 17th appearance of the year. His last outing was in the Atlanta series on this road trip. He worked one inning, allowed no runs, no hits. This will be the 11th consecutive relief appearance for Jim McAndrew. Mac's last start was June 2nd at San Francisco. Nate Colbert has reached on a walk and fouled out to left field, and Colbert will lead off against Mac in the last of the fifth inning. Nate Colbert, who hit 38 home runs last season, at this point in the campaign has 22 with 60 runs batted in. San Diego came up with a lot of home run power last season. Nate Colbert was the leader with 38. And the pitch by McAndrew, a slider swung on and missed, strike one. Ollie Brown and Clarence Gaston both hit with real good power last year, much better than they have this year. Ollie Brown had 23 home runs, Clarence Gaston 29. Swing and a miss by Colbert, strike two. Leron Lee on deck and then Ollie Brown. Now McAndrew winds, here's the pitch. Low and outside, one ball and two strikes. The Padres scored three runs on two hits, four walks and an error in the opening inning. Now it's low and outside, two and two to Nate Colbert. The Padres continue their homestand until they leave to come to New York. To open the homestand for the Mets on Friday night, August 20th. The 2-2 delivery, a smash to second, and one hopper handled by Boswell. Plenty of time. He throws to Crane Pool in time for the out. Low line drive, Boswell was playing at deep second base. He had perfect defensive position. Leron Lee, the left fielder, hitting fifth in the order, has drawn a walk and scored and been struck out. He was struck out four times in a row last night by Tom Seaver. Seaver in taking over the National League lead in strikeouts, fan 14 in 10 innings. And a foul back over the screen and into the crowd. Jim McAndrew winds, in comes the pitch. It is in the dirt. One ball, one strike. And a slow ground ball down the first baseline. Crane Pool grabs it, throws to McAndrew, covering in time. Leron Lee is out, two down. Two outs, nobody on. And it brings up Ollie Brown. His base hit with the bases loaded in the first inning. A hard single to right field. Scored Enzo Hernandez and Nate Colbert. And when the ball got away from Kenny Singleton, Leron Lee also came around to score. Ollie Brown, 44 RBIs on the year. McAndrew's pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Although Mac has not been working much of late, his control appears to be good. Next pitch on the way is swung on and missed, strike two. Jim McAndrew, in each of his seasons with New York, has been a slow starter. But then over the second half of the season, has pitched well. The two-strike delivery, low and outside, one ball, two strikes. Now Max sighting in on his target, the pitch to Ollie Brown, low and away. We'll be on the air tomorrow night at 10:55 p.m. New York time from Candlestick Park. The Saturday and Sunday games with the Giants start at 1 p.m. in San Francisco, 4 o'clock in New York. We'll be covering both games on both radio and television. Pitching 2-2, low, ball 3, a full count to Ollie Brown. The Padres 3 and the Mets nothing. We're in the last of the fifth inning. The 3-2 pitch, ground ball hammered down to third. Wayne Garrett up with it, throws to Crane Pool, the side is up. McAndrew getting San Diego 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of five innings, the San Diego Padres 3, the New York Mets nothing.
Your dollar will buy a whole lot more when you shop the Walgreens way. You'll find bargains by the score, savings every day when you shop the Walgreens way.
When today's shoppers visit a drugstore, they aren't necessarily interested in purchasing health products. Modern shoppers may have a long list of things they need, and they appreciate a store where they can find them all. A store like your Hearn's Pharmacies, the Affordable Pharmacies on West Main Street in Johnstown, and the Arterial Shopping Plaza in Gloversville. Area shoppers have discovered a Hearn's as more of what they're looking for at prices to take the strain off tired budgets.
Variety.
By all means, that's Walgreens.
In the sixth inning, the New York Mets come up against Steve Arlen, and coming up to detail the action, Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Bob Murphy and I, everyone, and Leon Jones will be the leadoff batter for the Mets. Leon is 0-2. Leon, so far in the series, has had four hits and 10 times up, and his average is at .322 for the year. He's hit in 24 of his last 26 starts. It'll be Cleon Jones, Ed Cranepool, and Tommy Agee for Steve Arlen, tall right-hander with a record of 6 wins and 14 losses this year. And the first pitch is outside the ball. Arlen has given up 3 hits, a single to Boswell in the second, a single to Boswell in the fourth, and a single by Harrelson in the fifth. And the 1-0 pitch to Jones, fouled back into the stands. One ball, one strike. This stadium is 330 in dimension down the left and right field lines, 370 in the alleys, and 420 in center with a very high fence. One ball, one strike. The pitch back is low, and it's 2-1. Bullpens are located in opposite areas. In other words, the Mets bullpen is in right field with their dugout on the third base side. Due to the construction of the stadium, the bullpens would not be in view if you look down the line. There's a base hit for Jones as he singles over the head of the shortstop, Hernandez, and Jones is on with his first base hit. Leon Howes hit in 25 of his last 27 starts, and it brings up Ed Greenville. Mets trailing by 3. Padres got 3 runs in the first inning while starting pitcher Nolan Ryan. Cranepool lined out his last time up right to the shortstop, Hernandez. He also has grounded back to the pitcher, so he's 0-2. Crane batting .280 for the year. First pitch grounded, foul, strike one. Cranepool's had 9 home runs this year and 41 RBIs. Jones is the club leader and runs batted in with 51. He's tied for the club lead in home runs with 11 with Tommy Agee, who is the on-deck batter. One strike count. The pitch to Cranepool. It is inside a ball. Paul Pryor is calling the balls and strikes. Tonight, John Kibler, the umpire at first base. Bruce Froming, the umpire at second. And Al Bolick, senior umpire in the National League, the umpire at third. He started umpiring in the National League in 1940. There's a ground ball to the second baseman, Campbell. A throw to Hernandez in time on the first base. A double play. Campbell, Hernandez, and then Colbert, and a double play. So now, no one on, two men away, and the batter coming up is Tommy Agee. Close play at first base, a mild protest by Yogi Berra. Call made by John Kibler. Agee is 0 for 2. He has grounded out and flied out. And he takes a strike. Tommy hitting 279 for the year. He has 11 home runs, 41 RBIs. Tommy is 2 for 9 in the series. Padres lead 3-0. There's a hard smash through the middle in the center field, and Agee gets his first base hit. So the Mets now have their fifth hit in the ball game. A runner on at first with 2 men away, and the batter coming up, Ken Boswell, and Ken is 2 for 2. While we wait for Boz to get to the plate, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Your FM Jumpstart.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from San Diego, California. Boswell the hitter. Boswell now with a .280 batting average. Here's the pitch. And he takes inside the ball. And that's the first time he's taken the pitch. He singled off his first pitch his first two times up. One ball, no strikes. Boswell stepping out of the batter's box as time is called. Mets are even in the hit department with the Padres at 5, trail by 3 runs. Steve Allen, the pitcher. Steve in the set position as Boswell gets back in the batter's box. The runner goes. The pitch is taken low. The throw to second way late. And Agee has his 23rd stolen base in 28 tries. Now has stolen successfully 17 consecutive times. So Agee with a big jump getting down in the scoring position on the stolen base. Mets now have had 2 stolen bases in the ballgame. Still haven't scored. 2 ball count. Boswell has driven in 30 runs this year. And the pitch. Taking over the inside corner, a strike call, 2-1. Field condition here at San Diego Stadium appears to be great. The grass in fine shape, in spite of the fact of a football game played here earlier this week. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch to Boswell. It's popped up. Center fielder Larry Stahl in to get under the ball. And Larry makes the catch every time it's a side. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, a double play, 1 man left, and the score. After 5.5 innings, the Padres 3, the New York Mets nothing.
You never know when the unexpected happens. You're driving out of your driveway and wham. Or somebody steals away with your TV set at noon, believe it or not. But whenever the unexpected happens to your car, home, or business, you expect insurance to happen. And it does when you get that insurance through your local independent insurance agent. Fields and Baxter Agency, 14 North Market Street in Johnstown. They're the professionals, members of the National Association of Insurance Agents, who represent several fine companies, and they can help you get fast, fair payment on a claim, whether that claim involves a $10 theft or a $1 million catastrophe. For insurance that really is everything you expect, see the pros it pays car owners, homeowners, and businessmen to know. Fields and Baxter Agency Incorporated, 14 North Market Street in Johnstown. Call them at 762-4647. Fields and Baxter Agency, 14 North Market Street, Johnstown.
We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Padres leading 3-0, and Jim McAndrew will be working to Ed Frizio, Bob Barton, and Steve Arlen. McAndrew came into the ball game in the fifth inning, retired Nate Colbert, Leron Lee, and Ollie Brown. Jim, the third pitcher used by manager Gil Hodges. The starter was Nolan Ryan. He lasted 2/3 of an inning, was charged with 3 runs. He gave up 2 hits. He walked 4 and struck out 1. Charlie Williams worked 3 1/3 innings, gave up no runs, allowed 3 hits, struck out 2 and walked 1. And McAndrew now set to go against Ed Frizio. Frizio batting .230 for the year. And he takes a pitch, 4 balls.
Fabrizio had a base hit his last time up. He had been 0 for 8 in the series. So he's now 1 for 9 with a walk to go along in this ballgame. And the next pitch is called strike, 1-1. Fabrizio with 6 home runs, 35 RBIs to go with his .230 average. He was acquired from the St. Louis Cardinals. Next pitch, grounded out to short. Harrelson moves in a couple of steps, fields the ball, throws to first base, one away. That'll bring up Bob Barton. Barton has walked. He also has grounded out. At Dodgers Stadium in Los Angeles, it's the Dodgers nothing. The Philadelphia Phillies nothing. Chris Short working that game for the Phillies. He's 7-13 for the year. And a left-hander going for the Dodgers, too. Bob Osteen, he's 11-7. First pitch is outside to Bob Barton, ball one. Dodgers have won 10 of their last 12. They are 3.5 games back of the Giants and a chance to pick up a half game here tonight. Next pitch is in for a call strike. It's 1-1. Mets will be playing the Giants a three-game series starting tomorrow night. Going to be Ray Sadecki pitching for the Mets, 5-3 for the year against Gaylord Perry, who has a record of 11-9. Saturday, Kuzman comes back after being on a disabled list. He'll be working against Ron Bryant. Sunday, Gentry will take on Juan Marichal. Pitching rotation set up for that three-game series in San Francisco. Next pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Game times on the coast will be 8 o'clock, which is 11, back in New York. And on Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock, which would be 4. There's a ground ball just right through between third and short, hit by Barton for a base hit. First hit off of McAndrew, puts the runner at first with one away and brings up Steve Arlen, the pitcher. Arlen was struck out his first time up, and then in the fourth inning, on the first pitch of the fourth inning for the Padres, he tripled the left center field but was left at third base. Arlen has been up 54 times. He's had 8 hits. And the triple was his first extra base hit of the season. Batting 148. Mets are looking for a sacrifice attempt. Wayne Garrett is already in tight. Now, here comes Crane Pool. The pitch is bunted and bunted foul. On the pitch, as Crane Pool broke away from first, McAndrew didn't throw the ball right away. And Crane Pool was about 20 feet away from the bag, and the runner, Bob Barton, taking advantage of this, was off and running and would have had second base stolen if the ball had not been bunted. It's an interesting play at first base for the pitcher and first baseman, and the pitcher can't take too long to deliver the ball once the first baseman leaves the bag. If he does, then you're in trouble. Now, throw to first base as Crane Pool moves up. He was up about a step in front of the bag, and the throw went over there. Barton, of course, back with no tag. Now again, Crane Pool leaving the bag. McAndrew pitches. The ball is bunted out towards the mound. McAndrew picks it up. Crane Pool, who stayed back at first base, takes the throw, and Barton moved down to second. On that play, once again, Crane Pool left the bag. McAndrew took a little bit of time, and Crane Pool stopped and sort of went back to the bag, and the ball was bunted out in front of the plate. It was a good bunt. It would have been a sacrifice anyway. Barton, again, had a fairly good jump. So, runner in scoring position with two men out. It brings up Hernandez, who has had 2 hits and 3 times up. Enzo Hernandez. Hernandez has had 8 runs batted in. He's been up 410 times. He's batting .229, and he has been another one that has been a good hitter against Met pitching. First pitch, grounded out to third. Garrett comes up with it, throws to first base. The side is retired. In the inning, no runs. 1 hit, no errors. A man left at second, and the score at the end of 6. The Padres 3, the New York Mets nothing.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. That is sound advice. So, while Robin Gas is new in this area, try them all. If the service varies, there must be a reason. Service can only be given on what the customer demands. You, as the customer, will say what the Robin station should offer, then rest assured that this type of service will be extended every time you drive into a Robin gas station. The Robin people are very proud of all their dealers, and proud especially of the kind of service they are giving. Almost everywhere you look these days, you'll see a new Robin station, all bright and shiny and ready to service your car in the best and most economical way. Visit one of these Robin stations the next time you are in the area. In Perth, it's George Donaldson on Route 30, A. Rockefeller in Fultonville, Diaz at 150 Canal Street in Port Plain, and in Galway, look for the Robin sign with Ed Hill's name. No matter where you go in this area, Robin is there waiting.
We're going to the seventh inning. The score 3-0 in favor of the San Diego Padres. And coming up for the Mets will be Ken Singleton. Ken has walked. He also has grounded out. So he is officially 0-for-1, hitting .255 for the year. He has 6 home runs, 25 RBI. He'll be followed by Jerry Grody and possibly a pinch hitter as the Mets get some action going in the bullpen as they prepare for a situation that might bring up a pinch hitter. Ron Taylor is throwing in the bullpen. The first pitch to Singleton by Steve Arlen is low, ball one. Padres have 3 runs, 6 hits. The Mets have no runs and 5 hits. Pitch back to Singleton, grounded foul. It is 1-1. Singleton has hit in his last 4 ball games, so he has a 4-game streak going. He was 1-for-2 last night. Walked his first time up in this ball game, then grounded out the first. Ken batting from the left-hand side against the right-hander Steve Allen, who has never defeated the Mets. He's 0-2 against them this year and lifetime. 1-1 delivery, and Singleton takes down low and does a little skip dance as he has to get out of the way. 2-1. And Arlen back, and the 2-1 delivery, high for a ball, and ball three, 3-1. Lines go out, Bob Barton the catcher, and the 3-1 pitch. Taken for a strike, 3-2. Full count to Ken Singleton. No one out, top of the seventh. The Mets need 3 to tie, and the pitch back to the plate. It is just outside ball four, and that's the second time that Singleton has walked on a 3-2 pitch, and both of them were about a fraction of an inch off the plate. That's 48 walks for Ken Singleton. He leads the club. That brings up Jerry Grody, who is playing in his 800th Major League game here tonight. Jerry is 0-for-2. Now, Dave Marshall comes out the on-deck circle for the pitcher. First pitch is a half-swing foul ball in the dirt, strike one. Grody has 1 hit and 10 times up in this series. And if you're Jerry Grody, that's bad, and especially bad because 3 times in the 1-0 victory for the Padres last night, Grody hit shots that were caught. 1-strike delivery is hit off the hands for the shortstop. A chance for 2 to throw to second in time. The relay to first base, a double play, the second in the last 2 innings. The Mets continue to have problems with double play. On this road trip, played 1 ball game where they hit into 6 double plays to tie a major league record. Last night, they hit into 5 double plays, and here they have hit into 2. That brings up Dave Marshall, the bat for Jim McAndrew. Marshall, a left-hand batter, brings an average of .238 to the plate. And the first pitch is fouled off, strike one. Marshall has had 3 home runs and 19 runs batted in. He's been up 168 times with 40 hits. He takes high. Fastball missing, 1-1. Mets have used 2 pinch hitters.
Art Shamsky lined out to center field as a pinch hitter in the fifth inning for Charlie Williams. A pitch that is low and inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Padres leading by a score of 3-0. And the pitch back to the plate, fouled off. Ball going back against the screen, and they count two balls and two strikes. The Mets have been shut out in two of their last three ball games. And they have not scored a run in 19 consecutive innings. 2-2 delivery is grounded foul. Ball off to the right side where the San Diego dugout is. Two balls, two strikes. Steve Arlen taking a long reading of the signs. Now goes into the windup. And the pitch again is fouled away. Well, there's some news coming out now in New Orleans. They've got the money to build their super stadium, and they started work on it already. Hope to have it ready for 1974, and Cleveland has said that they will play some games in it, 30 to be exact. There's a swing and a miss, and Marshall has struck out, and that retires the side. No runs. No hits, no errors, a walk, a double play, and no one left on base. And the score after 6.5 innings, the Padres 3, the New York Mets nothing. Well, the annual Mayor's Trophy game between the Yankees and the Mets is scheduled to be played this year on Thursday night, September 9th at Shea Stadium. And here's your chance to make a pitch for the Sidewalk Kids of Greater New York. All the proceeds from the game go to the City Sandlot program. So why not make it a point to order your tickets early? This will mark the ninth game of the series in what has developed into quite a rivalry between the two clubs. The Mets will be aiming to recapture the trophy they lost to the Yankees last year. So why don't you plan to be on hand for the excitement on Thursday night, September 9th, when the Mets meet the Yankees again. Regular season ticket prices prevail, and advance owners will be sold at any... And that... be televised, so come on out. Make your pitch for the Sidewalk Kids of Greater New York. We'll be looking forward to seeing you there. We're going to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Padres leading by a score of 3-0. Jim McAndrew departing from the ball game and coming in to work for the Mets is Ron Taylor. Taylor will be the fourth pitch in the game for the Mets. McAndrew, working two innings, gave up no runs, allowed one hit, struck out none, and walked none. Taylor, coming in the ball game, is making his 38th appearance. He has been in relief in all of his appearances. Last time out, he got a save for Nolan Ryan, who was the starting pitcher in this ball game. Taylor with a record going of 2 wins and 2 losses. He has appeared in more games as a relief pitcher than any other Met, and the first pitch as he starts off to Dave Campbell is swung on and fouled off, strike one. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Padres have 3 runs and 6 hits. They've made one error. The Mets have no runs and 5 hits, and they've made one error. Pitch back, a breaking ball, looked at for a call, strike two. Padres play the Phillies here tomorrow, and Rick Wise, who had a no-hitter earlier this year, is going to be working on the mound. Fred Norman, whom the Giants have been trying to get, as the rumor goes, 2-8. There's a slow ground ball hit right back to the mound. Picked up by Taylor, the throw to first base, out number one. That'll bring up Larry Stahl. Larry has struck out, walked, and grounded out. Murray, a former Met, hitting at 252 for the Padres. He alternates in center field most of the time with Clarence Gaston. Stahl has 4 home runs, 24 RBIs. He's 2 for 7 in this series. And Taylor's pitch,
hit down to the shortstop. Harrelson fields it at deep shortstop, throws to first base, a good play to get the ball there, but the throw was a little bit wild, and it pulled Cranepool off the bag. Tough play for Bud Harrelson as the left-hander hit the ball in the hole at a point deep at short, and Harrelson got to it, but had a tough time getting a lot on the throw. It goes as a base hit, so Larry Stahl has his first hit. That puts the runner at first base with one man out and brings up the dangerous Nate Colbert. Colbert has walked, flied out, and grounded out in this game. Seventh base hit for the Padres. The Mets have five. The Padres lead 3-0. And the pitch by Taylor to Colbert, grounded out to short. This could be two. Harrelson to Boswell on the first to double play, and that retires the side. Mets pulling off their second double play of the ball game. The other started by Wayne Garrett. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of seven. The Padres 3, the New York Mets nothing.
Say, cycle fans, Ken Hansen at Triumph Hill Cycle Shop invites you to think big. And the big one for 71 is the Triumph, the bike for the rider with big ideas. Big ideas of what should go into a bike and what you should get out of it. Now, for 1971, Triumph gives you more than ever, whether on the road or off. For big power with less weight, Triumph Hill Cycle gives you the Triumph Tiger 650. With it, Triumph has harnessed a Tiger to run on the road powered with 650 cc's, and it's been slimmed down in weight to beef up its performance. This one is a real Tiger that's really a Triumph. To hit the trail big, choose the Triumph Trailblazer 250. It packs 250 cc's of muscle, yet it's engineered to be lighter in weight than ever. And the whole lighting system unplugs from one connection. You're ready in a moment to hit the trail in a very big way. See the Triumph line for 71 at Tribes Hill Cycle on the Stoner Trail Road.
The top of the eighth inning. The Padres leading 3-0, and the Mets coming up, and here is Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Ralph Cannon. Hello again, everybody. Bud Harrelson is up. He's 1-for-3, switching to batting left. Steve Arland's been in all the way, limiting the Mets to no runs and only five base hits. Padres got their three runs in the first inning off Nolan Ryan. Arland's pitch, and it's in for a called strike. Wayne Garrett is on deck. Ed Stegio in on the grass. Harrelson in taking the pitch. Sort of bluffs in the bunting stance. Arlen delivers, and it's swung on and missed. Strike two. Bill Laxton's up and throwing now in the bullpen for the Padres, a left-hander. Arlen takes the sign from Bob Barton. Takes a long time doing it. Still poised out there on the rubber, and Harrelson backs out of the box. Now, Bud moves back in. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Low for ball, it's 1-2. Up at Dodger Stadium, the Dodgers and the Phillies are going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still no score in that game. Chris Short against Claude Osteen. The Dodgers trying to shave the Giant lead to 3 games. There's a swing and a drive foul down the left field line out of play. Count holds at 1-2. Giants lead the Dodgers by 3.5, but the Giants did not play today or tonight. Here's a swing and a drive down the left field line. Another foul ball. Again, Harrelson comes back with a 1-2 count. And the New York Mets go from here to San Francisco to start a 3-game series against the Giants tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Then the Mets move down to Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers in 3 consecutive night games, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Here's a 1-2 pitch, hit on the ground, wide of first, taken by Colbert, underhand to Arlen, covering. It's a 3-1 put out. Wayne Garrett, the batter, flied to center, walked, and flied to left. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pirates today, 3-2, tonight, rather. Steve Carlton got his 16th win, and Luke Walker took the loss. And the Atlanta Braves beat the Houston Astros 10-5. Ron Reed got the win, and Wade Blassingame took the loss.
Now the pitch to Garrett, and it's in for a called strike. One man out, nobody on base. The Mets are batting in the top of the eighth inning. Here's a swing and a miss. Two strikes to Garrett. Harlan delivers. Inside. It's one and two. The New York Mets have had five hits, all singles. One-two pitch. Swung on, drilled into center field, and it's in for a base hit. One hopped out there by Larry Stahl and played back. So Garrett becomes a base runner with one man out and Cleon Jones coming up. We all want America the Beautiful. Let's not have it another way. The people at Rheingold ask you to keep America beautiful. Cleon Jones had a base hit his last time up. He's one for three here tonight. At first base, Nate Colbert comes over to hold against Wayne Garrett. Breaking pitch is a little high to Jones for ball one. Ed Cranepool is on deck. Harlan works off the stretch. Here's a check swing ground ball to short. Taken by Hernandez and on to Camel and to first base not in time on one hop over there. So Jones legged out the relay after having forced Garrett at second base. It was a check swing ground ball to short. So the force on Garrett went Hernandez to Campbell. His relay was on one hop to Colbert. Not before Jones had crossed the bag. Ed Crane pulls the batter. He's gone 0 for 3. Here comes Roger Craig, the pitching coach of the San Diego Padres, out to the mound. Forward with Steve Arlen. Bill Laxton throwing in the bullpen. Craig now goes back to the dugout. Arlen delivers, and Cranepool attempts to bunt, misses. It's a strike, throw to first, not in time. Jones back safely. With two men out, Cranepool trying to bunt his way on. Padres are leading by a score of 3-0, and the Mets are batting in the top of the eighth inning. Colbert now playing behind Jones at first. And the pitch to Cranepool is swung on and hits deep to right field. Moving over is Ollie Brown. He makes the play, and the side is retired. So it's no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. In the middle of the eighth inning, the score is the Padres 3 and the New York Mets nothing.
This is Trooper Ruppenhagen of your New York State Police. Do you know how to prevent a deadly head-on crash? On a straight road, watch for a long line of vehicles behind a slow-moving truck. Someone may get impatient and try to pass. Leave yourself an escape route. On a curve, be alert for another car from the opposite direction, drifting across the center line. Slow down before entering curves. Apply steady power when in the curve. At an intersection, oncoming traffic always has the right of way. Keep wheels straight until all is clear. Otherwise, a bump from the rear will send you head-on into oncoming traffic.
Here at San Diego Stadium tonight, the paid attendance is 4,839 paid. Leron Lee is up to lead off now for the Padres, batting in the bottom of the eighth inning, facing
Ron Taylor. New York Yankees took both ends of a twilight doubleheader from the California Angels, 3-0 and 2-1. Fritz Peterson and Mike Checkage getting the win for the Yanks. Here's a pitch to Lee, fouled off to the left side, out of play. The Oakland A's beat the Red Sox 9-2. Diego Segui over Ken Brett. The Detroit Tigers moved into second place in the American League East with a 4-3 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. Mickey Lolich over Marty Patton. Cleveland beats the Chicago White Sox 6-2. Pitch is high for a ball. Kansas City and Washington split a pair. Kansas City 2, Washington nothing. Ken Wright over Jim Schellenbach. And then Washington 2, Kansas City 1. Pete Broberg over Roger Nelson. And the Baltimore Orioles beat the Minnesota Twins 8-2. Jim Palmer got his 14th win. There's a pitch high. So it's two balls and a strike to Leron Lee with Ollie Brown on deck. All the scoring in this ballgame occurred in the first inning, the bottom half of the first inning. 2-1 pitch. Outside, 3-1. Ron Taylor goes over fingers to Rosenbach. Now checks in with Jerry Grody. And the 3-1 delivery. Swung on and foul back. It's 3-2. In that bottom half of the first inning, Enzo Hernandez bounced the ball toward the hole, and Wayne Garrett tried to short hop it, came up empty, and it was a base hit. Then Dave Camel popped out, and Larry Saul struck out. But then Nolan Ryan walked Nate Colbert and Leron Lee to load the bases. This is low, and here's another walk to Leron Lee. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
WILZR-FM, Johnstown.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy in San Diego, California. Ollie Brown's up. He was up for the bases loaded in the bottom of the first, and he singled to right, driving in two runs, and when the ball went by singling for an error, the third run scored. Here's a swing and a foul ball on the right field line, out of play. After that, Ryan walked Spezio and Barton to load up the bases again, and then he came out of the ballgame in favor of Charlie Williams, who struck out opposing pitcher Steve Arlen to retire the side in the first inning, and that's all the scoring we've had here tonight. As the Padres lead 3-0, Taylor pitches high and tight to Brown, making it one ball and one strike. We'll be on the air tomorrow night at 10:55 p.m. New York time to bring you the Mets and the Giants. Ron Taylor sets up and checks. It's his high and tight for ball. It's 2-1. Taylor pops the ball in the glove a time or two before stepping up to work again. Nobody out. 2-1 pitch. Charlie Brown with the runner going. It's high. Grody throw to second, and he is out at second base. A tag put on by Boswell on a sliding Leron Lee. Count to Ollie Brown at the plate is 3-1. Bill Laxton getting up to start throwing again down in the bullpen for the Padres. They're batting here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ron Taylor's 3-1 pitch to Brown. Fouled off. It's 3-2. This will be a payoff pitch, and it's on the way. Low for a ball. Taylor has issued his second consecutive walk. Ed Spezio's the batter. Walk, single, and grounded out short to first. Right-hand batter. Pinto moves over now to hold against Ollie Brown. The pitch is low to Spezio. Bob Barton out there on deck. Jerry Kuzman will be back on the firing line for the Mets on Saturday afternoon against Ron Bryant of the Giants at Candlestick. That's in for a call strike. It's 1-1. Then on Sunday, Jerry Gentry is scheduled to go for the Mets against Juan Marichal of the Giants. One pitch. Swung on and hit way back in left, but Cleon Jones drifts over and back. He's underneath, and he makes the catch. Halfway on the fly ball to left, Ollie Brown retreats to first base. 2 minute out. Bob Barton has walked, grounded out short to first, and had a base hit. Jerry Jestad throwing down in the bullpen area for the Padres, an infielder by trade. Taylor sets up, and here's the pitch. It's in there for a call strike. Two men are out. Taylor again, touch, check, and deals. Breaking pitch at way back and left, but Jones is there. Goes to the edge of the warning track and puts it away. Side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two walks and one left. The end of eight full innings of play in San Diego. The score is the Padres 3 and the Mets nothing.
Chances are there's a mentally retarded child next door, or across the street, or down the block. Chances are all too good, especially in poverty areas where 75% of all mental retardation is found. But chances are also good for saving many children from retardation if we move fast enough and early enough with maternal and child health care, improved nutrition, and educational daycare centers to develop constructive learning and social patterns in the early years. You can help your neighbor's child towards a normal, productive life. Encourage your public school system, church, business, industry, civic, or fraternal group to start a daycare center for early childhood education in your community. These children need your help. Don't close them out. This message has been brought to you by the President's Committee on Mental Retardation, Washington, D.C., 20202.
Jerry Jestad comes into the ballgame now at third base for the San Diego Padres. And Tommy Agee is up here for the Mets in the top of the ninth inning with San Diego leading 3-0. Steve Arlen has been in all the way. Here's the pitch to Agee, and it's low for a ball. Agee has grounded out, flied out, and singled, added a stolen base. Arlen started the night with a record of 6 wins and 14 losses. That pitch is in for a strike. It's 1-1. Pitcher record on the short side is, of course, Nolan Ryan, who started for the Mets and gave up the 3 runs. 1-1 pitch. Swung on it on the ground, deep short. Taken in the hole by Hernandez. A long throw, and he's out at first base. John Kibler making the call as A.G. hit the ball in the hole, but Hernandez got over there and got enough on it to get A.G. at first. A very close play. Tim Boswell's coming up. He's 2-for-3. Left-hand batter. That's in for a call strike, the Boswell. Ken Singlin is on deck. The Mets were shut out in 12 innings here last night as the Padres won 1-0. There's a pitch that swung on and lined into the glove of Colbert at first base for the out. That ball was headed down the right field line for possible extra bases before Nate Colbert flung up the big glove and hauled it down. Two away and Ken Singlin's the batter. The Mets are down to their last out of the ball game. Singlin has been on twice tonight, both times with bases on balls. Padres 3 runs, 7 hits. The Mets no runs, 6 hits. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul up the first baseline and out of play. Harlan has struck out 3, walked 3. Swing and a ground ball that is off his foot, rolling down toward Colbert, and Singlin is down in the dirt. Getting up slowly, foul that one right off his ankle at the top of his foot. So the count is 2 strikes as he exercises a little bit here. Harlan came down off the mound and chased that ground ball over, thinking it might be in play. Now Singlin is back in and waiting. 2 men out, nobody on base. Padres 3, the Mets nothing. Harlan delivers a 2-strike pitch. Swung on, and this one's a down the ground foul up the first baseline out of play. Yogi Berra comes off the line to retrieve it. Harlan now back up on the rubber. And the pitch. Swung on it in the air to left field. A lazy fly ball. Leron Lee is waiting. He makes the catch and the game is over. As the Padres have shut out the New York Mets for the second consecutive night here in San Diego. In the ninth inning, battles retired in order, nothing across. We'll be back in a moment with the final summary and totals. Right now, the final score of the game is the Padres 3 and the Mets nothing.